Hello and welcome to back to Channel 9 Live here at Microsoft Ignite. We are now going to take a few minutes and we're going to have a look at something that we saw in the keynote, which is document protection with an information protection with RMS. And joining me to do that is Gagan, who is lead principal program manager for Azure RMS.
Hello.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the Channel 9 Live stage.
Thank you.
So, firstly, for folks out there who may not actually know what RMS is, can you give us a 101 as to what RMS does?
Absolutely. RMS, the full form of RMS is Azure Rights Management. We expect companies who have important data to protect, stuff they want to just keep with themselves, mm-hmm. to be using our service. RMS essentially is a technology that lets you encrypt any file that you want to encrypt, tie it to the identity of the people who should have access to this file, and give them a certain set of rights. So if I, Gagan, was to give you, Simon, a very important piece of document, I will send you the document RMS protected. And when I do that, I will say, Simon, you only have view access to this file. Let's assume I send you an Excel file. Mm-hmm. When you open this file yourself, you will find out that you can open it because I gave you the authority to open this file. But when you try to print, take screenshot, share it over link, none of that will work. When you try to edit it and save it, you will not be able to do that. So that's the power of RMS. And you can do this within your organization or sending a document to somebody outside your organization.
So I just want to pull back to something there, because you actually said any file. I think most people out there probably associate RMS with the ability to protect documents that were created inside of Microsoft Office, but that's right. Changed.
Absolutely. We have SDKs available on all important platforms today, starting with Windows, of course.
Of course.
But on iOS, Android, Mac, very soon coming to Linux. And therefore, any application that wants to integrate with RMS can do so very, very simply. There were times when it would take you a PhD in RMS mm-hmm. to be able to integrate with us. We've reduced this time down to a few days. For example, Siemens mm-hmm. recently introduced RMS in their JT applications.
So this is JD2Go.
JD2Go applications, the application that where you can view CAD files. And they integrated with RMS in a matter of days. The preview, the prototype was out in like 3 to 5 days. And they did that for Windows Modern applications. So not just Windows Desktop, but for Windows Modern. And they could have done the same thing for any platform of their choice.
Yeah, I've seen the JD2Go application being used on iOS.
Absolutely.
And doing exactly that, being able to protect it. And you can control really some clever stuff, can't you? Because obviously we get used in manufacturing quite a lot with RMS. So there's some really good cases there for being able to protect that data using RMS.
Absolutely. So one of the top cases that we have seen is in the automotive sector. A prime example is I'm a CAD engineer, and I have an important design, innovation never seen before, very confidential, ready for me. And now I want to hand it over to suppliers for a bidding process, right? But I want to make sure that the suppliers who potentially work with other automotive giants as well does not end up sending the document to them. In the previous world, if I were to do this, I would send an email, attach the document, and I will write in red and bold, please don't forward this.
Yeah, we've all seen that.
In the new world, they will pick up our RMS app available on all platforms. Mm-hmm. They will protect the JT file as a protected JT file. They will give those suppliers very specific rights. For example, I want to send this JT file and only give view rights for those people. I will be able to do that, and I will send the file over to the suppliers. The suppliers will open it. That's cool. We wanted them to. They can only view it. They cannot 3D print it, so they cannot bring it apart and give it to somebody else.
They can't make a rapid prototype there and then.
Absolutely. They can only view it, turn it around, see the dimensions. And if they try to forward my email or the way I forward it to other automotive vendors or industries, then the other people will not be able to open this file because they were never authorized for it. So a perfect use case for bidding scenarios in automobile industry, and we are seeing a lot of these automotive vendors today going after and deploying RMS in the organization.
And so one of the things that we saw inside of the keynote was that not only can we protect the documents, but we can actually tell people who's opened the document and physically where that document has been opened as well, yeah. Which actually looked really amazing inside of the
It is amazing. That's a cool part. What we have introduced now as with Brad's keynote is the ability to track where your documents are, who's opened the documents, at what point in time, from where. And that's really, really cool. The example I gave you where I sent you a document mm-hmm. And you were going to open it. Now, once you open the document, I will know that you opened it from Ignite conference or from back in Seattle or from another country. At what point did you open the document? And all the information about everybody who did that. Not only that, if you forwarded a document to other people and they tried to open it, I will receive all of the denied access information as well.
Oh, cool.
So that's really cool because I not only want to know who's opened it, but I also want to know who's forwarding to who. And then if I don't like what's happening with my doc, and because I don't trust you anymore, because you've been forwarding it too many times, I will have the ability to revoke access to the document.
So this is what some folks during the keynote actually tweeted out and called it the kill switch.
Yes.
For a document, which I think is kind of an appropriate way of describing it.
Absolutely. When we were building this functionality, we always use the word remote kill. Right, I can kill from anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's basically coming to life now. And the idea is pretty simple. If I didn't like the document I sent you, I didn't like the way you have forwarded documents I sent you, I will kill the document right away. Mm-hmm. And the next time you open the document, you will connect to the RMS server, and the RMS server will say, no, the document is gone now. Yeah. It's in revoked state. And that's the message you'll get. But I have the power now to instantly revoke the documents as and when I want, if I see there is a misuse. Or, I want to do it for many other reasons. I build the first version of the document, draft, send it over to you, made big mistakes, want to kill it, send you the new version so I can revoke the original version so that you don't misunderstand what I wanted to say in the first version.
So presumably, thinking practically about how you would work through that problem, you would probably also want to set document expiration on the same thing.
Yes.
Just in case they're a bit clever, they're being malicious, they don't actually want to connect to RMS. You want to have the automatic document.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great use case in the legal world.
Yeah.
You can imagine I'm working on a case, and I know that this case will end in the end of May, let's assume 2015. So when I send you the document, I will have the capability to, say, expire on 31st of May. So if you were to open the document on 1st of June, you will not be able to get access. Which is, it's great. One of the applications that we demoed was the RMS sharing app, which enables this. We see Office enabling the same thing. In the SDK by itself, we have the capability to say, you can send the document out way in advance, which happens in a lot of Sapiana cases. But the document will come alive on 1st of May and will expire again on 31st of May. And you have sent the documents, let's assume 1st of April. So you can build some very unique use cases with the RMS functionality that we have in our system.
And I always think about these from an enterprise mobility standpoint, and obviously Azure RMS is part of EMS as well.
Yes.
Some folks were asking on Twitter as well, could we go that extra mile and actually make it so that documents would automatically get RMS protection, no matter where they are?
Yeah, so there are multiple different ways we enable that today. Our SDKs are available, so any solution out there can integrate with us. We are seeing customers demanding the DLP solutions to integrate with us. The good news is that we have SharePoint and Exchange. They already integrate with RMS really, really well.
Yeah,
that's
brilliantly.
Great. Whether you're on-prem or on Azure or on Office 365, they integrate with Azure RMS. Customers are demanding the DLP systems like Symantec or McAfee to integrate with RMS, and we're working with all of them now.
Yeah.
It's good. So the idea, same thing is happening on content encryption gateway, CEGs. The idea is pretty simple. If you have discovered that this is a document that is classified as HBI, and you have systems in place to work on that HBI document, then you should be able to apply RMS to the doc. Doesn't matter where the file is. Doesn't matter the way the file will be. And the same thing is what's coming with Windows 10 as well.
Yeah, so this is the EDP feature of Windows 10. Actually, we saw that in the keynote. It was very lightly mentioned, but EDP actually integrates with RMS. And the two things, I guess the best way of describing it is that they dovetail together.
Absolutely. So RMS is built into Windows 10, which is just phenomenal from a security point of view. And the idea is that you are a security conscious organization. You have deployed EDP, Enterprise Data Protection, in your company, and you have a ton of Windows devices. The way EDP works, and let me take a minute to describe
as
you create a new document on a business, on a Windows 10 device yourself, or the document flow into your Windows 10 device via Outlook, via OneDrive for Business, or other mechanisms, all of these documents get tagged as soon as they reach Windows 10. When they get tagged, they get encrypted. Now, think about it. This is very analogous to how EFS used to work, right? Where you have a whole folder, and you say, I want to EFS this folder, and everything showed up green there, right? In the new world, you don't have to worry about doing a right-click. The system is doing it for you. It figures out the document is enterprise tag, and then it will tag the file as enterprise, and then it will encrypt the file on the disk. Now, that's EDP for you, you know, the basic one. Where RMS comes in, and the power of RMS with EDP comes in, is when files leave the Windows 10 device. So when a file leaves the Windows 10 device, one way it can do that is via roaming, right? So I have OneDrive for Business, and my files are leaving through that. The same thing could happen through OneDrive, Dropbox, or Box. All the files will now get transformed into an RMS encrypted file on the way out. So wherever they go, whether they are on Windows 10, Windows 7, iOS, Android, they will be now RMS encrypted on the other side. And only legible users can open those files. When I share this file, let's assume Gagan at Microsoft is sharing this file with Simon at a small company. When I do that, Outlook will take the necessary action and will automatically RMS encrypt the file on the way out. So what you saw in the keynote with Brad, where he took a specific action for share protected and protected a document, all of that will happen automatically now with Windows 10. And that's the real power, where Windows 10 as a device will start acting as a DLP endpoint for you, if you want to say that. Which is, it looks at every file and says, yes, it has to be RMS protected on the way out.
So that's pretty cool. But you said, when you were just describing that there, you said it to me in a small company. A lot of small companies that I come across haven't actually deployed RMS because it was a little bit tricky, frankly, as you say, it needed a PhD. How does that work then? How am I going to do that without any RMS infrastructure in place?
Absolutely. So the good thing is the PhD part, I want to definitely answer that for our audiences. In the old days, yes, deploying ADRMS, the on-prem product that is part of Windows Server, it was hard to do. In the new world, enabling RMS for any company is click of a button. You literally go to Office 365, Service Settings, RMS, and click Activate, and boom. You have RMS in your company. It's working. So that's how simple it has become.
Wow.
However, you still need to plan and make sure that this is the right thing for you and you deploy it correctly. And it's available as part of E3 SKUs and others. And as part of EMS, absolutely. Mm-hmm. The story that you described where I send it to you, Simon, at Small Co., you may not have Office 65 yet. We would love for you to have it, but you may not have it.
Yeah.
What we have built here is a system that we call as ad hoc sign up to RMS, or we're giving you ad hoc RMS. When you receive my email, you will receive a link in the email which says, if you don't have RMS, click here to sign up. And we will take you to a portal where you'll sign up for RMS for free at no cost to you.
Okay.
And the reason we do that is the following. If I send you a protected document, my company has already subscribed to RMS, and that's great. We don't want to force you and your company to be deploying RMS just to be able to open the document that I sent to you. Because your IT department will say, I will take months to do this work. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you will ask me to send you an unprotected copy. And I never want to do that. So we have built this entire system for you to sign up for free and get access to the document that I have sent you.
That's pretty awesome that actually it doesn't cost anything for any company now to be able to receive a protected, encrypted document that has rights management that allows me to remotely kill the document if I need to, that allows me to set expiry on it, that allows me to make sure that only the intended recipient can actually get into the document. That's a pretty phenomenal piece of work to have come up with. Whereabouts does the inspiration for that kind of thing come from inside of engineering?
So this whole, the new Azure RMS team, we came into being 3 years ago. And the single motivation behind this was, you know, we want to protect the company's confidential information while making it very, very easy for the users so that the users get delighted and they try to, you know, do the right thing for their company. And I think that's our motive, that's our goal, is to make it really, really easy for these companies to protect information, because we had seen it in the old world with ADRMS and all the drawbacks we used to have. And in the new world, the idea that the idea is all documents should be encrypted till said otherwise. And we want to reach there. And we know that we have some ways to go, but that's the point we want to be, the place we want to be at.
And I think it's one of those things that almost every company should really be thinking about how this actually is useful to them. You don't have to be a legal company that's trying to share information that's obviously going to be privileged.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a manufacturing company that's going to be sharing intellectual property with another company.
Yes.
It really should be something that, as a consumer, I expect every organization that I interact with should be taking good care of the documents. And I'm kind of thinking that maybe information protection really should be one of those things that they just build in by default.
Absolutely, I completely agree with you. And that's the work we're trying to do with Office 365 and as part of EMS as well, that the days of network perimeters and you being able to secure that are just gone.
Yeah.
The days of you thinking that you're not being breached are gone. Companies know about the attacks 9 months into the attack, right?
Yeah. And
if you're not done due diligence along the way, it becomes really hard for you to take action afterward because all your secrets are already left the company. And that's the guidance we give our customers and our users, which is, you know, with some very minimal work, activating RMS, enabling Exchange and SharePoint and your file servers with RMS, you get that awesome basic level of functionality already built in. At a very, very, in terms of man months, no cost, essentially, very, very simply. And we, the guidance we will give all our customers is just go do it. It may not serve all the needs that you would want, no 10 out of 10 scores, that's okay. It'll give you 10 out of 10, because you know what? You got 1 out of 10 or 2 out of 10 on the security right now.
Yeah.
So we will take you to 10 out of 10 while you figure out what's your strategy for the long term to save yourself from those intruder and malicious attacks in the company.
And one of the things that Christopher Anderson has actually asked is, have any other ISVs adopted the SDKs that we've actually built? And off the top of my head, I can think that Foxit certainly have in terms of their PDF reader application, so have Adobe.
Yeah.
There's others, though.
There are more than 50 ISVs, if I can take the whole list, who have integrated with RMS, and many more in the process. The way we look at it is, number one, we covered the Office file types. That's done. We have Microsoft Office supporting it on all platforms. We have many other ISVs who open Office files are integrating or have integrated with RMS. Then is PDF. And I can give you a list of 10 different vendors who have integrated with RMS there. That's cool. Next, we want to go to CAD, because that's the big dog in automotive and manufacturing sector. We'll cover that. We do audio, video, text. We cover so many of these, and this list is just going to grow. So absolutely, a huge list of ISVs are working with us. When our customers tell us about an ISV that we don't integrate with, we work with that ISV and make sure RMS is integrated, because it's so much simpler now to do this work.
Yeah, it is a fantastic product that you have actually built. I just want to leave people with a couple of extra little bits of resource in order to be able to go and learn a little bit more. You should probably follow at the RMS guy on Twitter, because
yes.
He releases all of the information about RMS very, very quickly. That's Dan Plastina. He's incredibly useful for all this information. Also, there is a quick start guide, so you can get up and running very, very quickly, and you'll find that if you go to or search for the RMS blog. And we're going to cut back to the live stage right now.